Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're listening to the Golden Country Radio Show.
People are talking. Talking about people, I hear them whisper. You won't believe it. They think we're lovers. Get undercover. I just ignore it. But they keep saying we laugh just a little too loud. We stand just a little too close. We stand just a little too long.
Broadcasted live right here from Golden, Colorado, lightly snowing, frigid cold, and welcome to winter, right? But you've tuned in and you're joining more than 31 countries worldwide, listeners from all over. A lot of fans have written in this week, and it's just been going great guns, so thank you. I've just started this in August, and like I said, we have over 31 countries and a lot of regular listeners, and I just appreciate your time. We have a great show tonight. Our theme this week is love, because we've got St. Patrick's Day. You can tell I'm already thinking about the Irish holiday. That's a long story. But anyway, you got Valentine's Day coming, and it's all about love and most of the music. I remember Mr. Meisner back in seventh grade. He was my music teacher at Huron Junior High School. That's dating myself to say junior high. But I remember him coming in the first day of the music class and saying, all music is one theme. It's one big theme. It's about love. And he was right. So tonight is about love, and I've got a great show ahead for you. A lot of music. And I appreciate you joining me. And you're listening to the Golden Country Radio Show. That first song was Something to Talk About. That was me, Julie Richardson. I'm your host tonight and every Thursday night from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And here's Woman in Love. Recorded it several years ago, and I remember the day I recorded it. I was at FTM Studios here in Lakewood, Colorado, and I had my husband sitting there behind the glass, and you know, every song that I sing has a reason for it, and it has to resonate with me, otherwise I don't record the song. This song definitely resonated with me, and a lot of emotion behind that song, and a lot of reason why I sang it. And again, tonight's theme right here on the Golden Country Radio Show is love, because we have Valentine's Day just 3 days away, and I want to make sure we keep these songs coming. So here's I Will Always Love You.
should stay. I would only be in your way. So I'm going, but I know I'll think of you each step of my way.
A treat when she comes to spend the night with me, and we stayed up and listened to music down in my music room. And I tell you what, if I don't get tears out of my mom when I sing that song, I know I haven't done a very good job. And I was able to get her to cry again, which isn't always a good thing, but it is in this case, because that means she's really enjoying it, and it means that it touched her heart. And I love singing that song, especially to my mom. And and again, it's just all about love tonight. And this next song went platinum this week. I'm so proud to say that it did hit platinum on the independent country music charts. And this one was the gospel charts. And it went platinum. It went to number one. And then just a few days later, I was bumped to number two by Randy Travis, of all people, which is awesome. But anyway, this is Wind Beneath My Wings. It went to number one, shot straight to number one on the gospel charts, and then it did hit platinum. I'm so proud of that. That gives me 8 number ones and 3 platinum hits and many, many top tens in my career, and just couldn't be more proud of this song. It's called Wind Beneath My Wings.
You were the one with all the strength. beautiful face without a name for so long. Beautiful smile to hide the pain. You ever know that you're my hero? You're everything I would like to be. And I can fly higher than an eagle. You are the wind. Appears to go unnoticed, but I've got it all here in my heart. I want you to know I know the truth. Of course I know I would be nothing.
Not only did that go platinum, but thanks to Justin Betteridge in Texas, he wrote to me, he was a fan, and he said, send me some signed memorabilia, and I did. And thank you, Justin, because you also brought to my attention that I made the top 200 artist chart. This is the top 200 international country music artist chart. I hit number 159, and that was in January, so I don't know if it's gone up or down, so I'll have to check that again, but really proud of that accomplishment, because that means that's top 200. And that's not just independent artists, but that's people like Johnny Cash and, you know, Dolly Parton and Loretta Lynn and so on and so forth. So thank you, Justin, for bringing that to my attention. I appreciate it and I'm excited. So thank you. And speaking of loving things, John A's restaurant right there in Nashville, Tennessee, in Music Valley, just across from the Grand Ole Opry. They're open Thursday through Sunday, and they have a huge patio party on Thursdays with giveaways. They got an incredible bourbon and whiskey selection over there, including Darius Rucker's new nice place to hang out. So if you're lucky enough to be able to go over there and sit outside and have something to eat, tell them Julie Richardson sent you. I definitely love John A's restaurant, one of my favorite places. I haven't been able to eat out in a restaurant in 11 months, and hopefully with the vaccine coming, that will end soon, and I'm going to make a beeline to John A's restaurant. And speaking of John A. Hobbs, happy birthday in heaven to him. He would have been 93 years old today, and I know he's up there in his corner of heaven and having a great time with all of our loved ones that have passed away. And anyway, my thoughts and prayers out to his family. I know they're thinking of him tonight, and all of us who have crossed paths with this great man honor this day. And as a result, I also released today the audio version of my award-winning book about John A. Hobbs, The Life and Times of Music Valley's Visionary. I did an audio version. I'm reading all of the chapters out. And so if you'd like an audio version of my book, just contact me at Wait in the Truck. That's W-A-I-T. Wait in the Truck at MSN.com. And I'll make sure that you get a copy of it. Or if you'd like a copy of the book, I can handle that too. So, and if you miss a show, if you ever miss a show, just go to my website. It's www.JulieRichardsonMusic.com. Navigate to the radio page, and on that page, you're going to see a bunch of red buttons. They're links to all the shows that I've done since I've begun this thing back in August. So you can look for any show that you've missed, or maybe there's a show you want to hear again or share with somebody that you love. That would be wonderful. So go to my website, check out my music, my books, and the radio shows that we've done so far. In music news, this was heart-wrenching. We lost a great Mary Wilson. She was the founder of the Great Supremes. They were the greatest female group of their era. She died of heart disease in Las Vegas, which was her home, at the age of 76 years old. And I can't tell you all the amazing hits the Supremes had. And I recorded several of them. And as a tribute to Mary Wilson, who we lost just Monday, I'm going to sing and share with you now my version of Love Child. This is for you, Mary Wilson, in your memory. Supremes and Murray Wilson, they had so many great hits, so many favorites like Baby Love and Where Did Our Love Go and Come See About Me and I Hear a Symphony was one of my favorites. So my heart goes out to her friends and family and all of her fans throughout the world. We lost a great one again this week. It just seems like it's a theme, you know. But all about love this week. And I'd like to play Tina White. She's a new talent for me, anyway. I picked her up for the show this week, and I can't wait to interview her in early March. And just love her voice. She's an incredibly talented woman. She's got it all going for her. So I'm excited to share this with my listeners. I want you to hear this. This is Tina White. Do You Ever Think of Me?
Sun will rise this morning as I wait for you to show. As your mother drops you off, my face begins to glow. It seems like a lifetime that you have been away. It's hard for a little boy to know it's only been a day. I can't help but wonder what's running through your mind. Do you ever think of me as much as I think of you?
If mom's car makes the corner, she'll drive slowly down your street. Mom would stop to brush my hair to make sure I looking neat. My legs begin to tremble. I'm not sure if I can stand. Then I see the smiling face of my handsome little man. Now the butterflies are loose in this heart of mine. Do you ever much as I think of you?
We were just two little children in a world of our own, hoping that someday we could make a happy home. We'd sit on the front porch where we used to play, and we each other and both want to say, do you ever think of me as much as I think of you? Our friendship turned to love as we left senior high.
We both saw different worlds, so we kissed and said goodbye.
I'm picking this old guitar down in Nashville, Tennessee.
I moved to L.A., but no one ever discovered me.
We said to each other, if we could turn back the hands of time, do you ever think of me as much as I think of you? We were just two little children in a world of our own, hoping that someday we could make a happy home. We'd sit on the front porch where we used to play, and we both want to say, do you ever think of me as much as I think of you? Do you ever think of me as much as I think of you?
Century 2 Records, Tina White. I probably should have mentioned that she's doing the duet with my friend out of Kentucky, Marty Dunn. He's also with Century 2 Records, because when I said, here's Tina White, and there's a guy's voice on it, it was a little awkward. But anyway, it's an incredible, incredible duet that they got going, and they're on the charts high up there. And she's very, very talented. There's so much more music. I can't wait to share between now and her interview in early March. And I hope you'll join us, not just for that interview, but also next week. I hope you'll join me, because I'm welcoming an old friend of mine, Ty Avolio. He and I worked together in Nashville, Tennessee. Actually, it was Brentwood, just south of Nashville, at the Curry Ingram Academy. He's still there, and what a great, incredible person. He's my special guest next week. So next Thursday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, I hope you'll join me as I share Ty Avolio's music and interview him live on this show. He's incredible, and I'm going to play one of his songs now. This one's called Waiting on a Feeling Like This.
Well, I've been up all night staring at the phone. Should I call you up or leave you alone? Never thought I'd find love, but now I'm having my doubts. Since you walked in and turned my heart inside out. What's your story? Tell me, do you feel the way that I do? 'Cause I was starting to worry. I'd never feel so much from a single kiss. And I've been waiting on a feeling just like this. Well, I know you've been hurt. Maybe I have too. Maybe we deserve a little more than we've been through. Now the book ain't closed until we say so. Let's work on the end and make it up as we go. What's your story? Tell me, do you feel the way that I do? 'Cause I was starting to worry, but I'd never feel so much from a single kiss. And I've been waiting on a feeling just like this. And I've been waiting for a moment just like
special guest for next week, Ty Avolio. I can't wait to interview him and learn more about him and his incredible career, and just such a talented songwriter. I know he wrote a song called 85 Miles to Greenville that I recorded, and I just fell in love with it the minute I heard it, and I can't wait to play that for you next week as well. So tune in next week to hear more about Ty Avolio. Right now, I've got the late, great Marty Martell singing Tie a Yellow Ribbon. Was the Marty Martell right here on the Golden Country Radio Show. I've got lots of songs that I uploaded from his career. What an incredible artist, really. He's done it all, and I can't wait to share kind of his life story with you along the way. But hey, I had a question. Somebody wrote in a question, and if you have a question for me, please feel free. I'd love to answer it on the air. It's Wait in the Truck, WAIT. waitinthetruck@msn.com. I'd love to answer it. And I got one the other day from Renee Franiak in Arvada, Colorado. And she asked me, she said, do you sit and listen to the songs when you're doing the radio show? And I do. I actually sit and I listen to everything. And she also wanted to know, is it weird basically to hear yourself singing? And that's a good question because I never really thought about it. You know, I think as you hear yourself all the time, it's really not weird for me to hear it. It's more like I'm really critical when I hear it. I listen to everything and I go, oh, I should have done it this way, or I should have hit that note a little differently. I'm more critical of it each time that I hear it, or I'm really proud of it. I mean, there's certain songs I go, wow, you know, I did a good job on that and I wouldn't change a note in it. And there's not very many of those. But it's not so much weird to hear it. I think I've gotten used to it my whole life, you know, since I've been doing this since I was 5 years old. But that's a great question because I really never thought about it. Now, doing the audiobook, I will say, listening back to chapter after chapter of that, I got a little grating hearing myself talk for 4 hours and 45 minutes. But no, the singing, I actually enjoy it. And I actually listen to my own CDs in my car, and, I enjoy the music that I've created and put out there for you, and I hope you do too. But definitely, you know, write to me if you have any questions. And also, I'm always looking for good talent to put on the show. So if you know of an independent artist that would like to be on my show and have their music featured here in an interview, I'm booked out till April, but I'd love to get you in. Just email me again, waitinthetruck@msn.com. Thanks, Renee, for that question. And here's another love theme song to go for tonight. It's called To Sir With Love. Another one of my all-time favorites. People ask me, what's your favorite song? It's like, I'm like a deer in a headlight when they say that. I was like, I love them all. And it's just, and not just one genre, but all of them. I mean, there's music. I love classical music. I love, you know, only thing I'm not real keen on is jazz, but maybe it'll grow on me if I can get back out to the clubs and hear some live jazz. But this next song is a contest. I'm going to play a clip from one of my favorite movies. I'm not going to give it away, but it is one of my favorite movies, and I love this movie. I've watched it a bajillion times. I can recite it word for word in some places, and it's kind of funny. But if you can catch what this clip is, just email me at waitinthetruck@msn.com, and the first person, I'll say the first three people that get this right, before the song is done, obviously before the clip is done and I tell you what it is, I will give you a free copy of my audiobook to download to your computer to listen to anytime you want. So here goes the clip. Let me know, what movie is this clip from? I'm going to give you a hint. It's filmed at Trinity College in Dublin, Ireland. Here we go again, one last time. Okay, so there you go. That was a clip from my all-time favorite movie. And like music, I got a lot of favorite movies, but this is one that I've always loved it. And I went to Trinity College, and I actually tracked down all the spots that were shown in the movie. And so if you think you know it, you get a free audiobook download from me in honor of John A. Hobbs' birthday today. And just listening to the Golden Country Radio Show. Again, I'm Julie Richardson. Our theme tonight for Valentine's Day has been love. And in that honor, this is Tammy Kendrick, another Century 2 artist, with You're the One.
When I was a young girl, I longed for you in my world. It's plain to see just what you mean to me. I'm so thankful for your love sent to me from up above. You're the one, you're the one, there's no other. You're the one, you're the one, there's no other. I'm so glad that we're together. You're the best in my life. I'm so proud to be your wife. You're the one, oh, you're the one, there's no other. Our children are all grown, but I still love coming home. You still give me all I'll ever need. I love you with my heart and soul. It's something I can't control. You're the one, you're the one, there's no other. I'm so glad that we're together. You're the best thing in my life. I'm so proud to be your wife. You're the one, oh, you're the one, there's no other. You're the one, oh, you're the one, there's no other.
That's the great Tammy Kendrick, a good friend of mine out of Georgia. She just got nominated for an award in independent music in Holland. So best of luck to you, Tammy. I hope you get it. No one else deserves it more. So, hey, this next clip I want to share with you, this is kind of fun, I think. It's me when I was really little, like 6 or 7 maybe. And there's no greater love in your life than your mom. And so I want to play this. This was me singing to my mom when I was really little. It's called You Light Up My Life.
You light.
I never get the words right, but I was singing with some passion, but boy, I've come a long way, baby. my voice then and now, holy cow. But I had to share that with you. That was fun. And hey, I have three winners. They've emailed in. And yes, it was from Educating Rita. That is one of my all-time favorite movies. Of course, Somewhere in Time was one of my favorites as well when we're speaking about the Valentine's theme and love. But Educating Rita, Julie Walters, and Michael Caine, Sir Michael Caine. And I got a funny story about Michael Caine, but I'll have to tell you that another time with my mom. But anyway, you've joined us tonight in the Golden Country Radio Show. And I got a couple more for you. Here is my Higher Ground band. This is called Tennessee Whiskey. Richardson. Please join me next week for Ty Ovolio, my special guest. I cannot wait. And more independent country music artists along the way. And thanks so much for tuning in. I wish you all a very happy Valentine's Day coming up. Lots of love and light to you all. Please stay well. And until next time, so long. I'm going to leave you tonight with this special song in honor of John A. Hobbs and what would have been his 93rd birthday. And a toast to you, Mr. Hobbs. What an incredible life you lived and what a legacy you left behind. And like I said, till next time, so long.
Of all the money that e'er I had, I spent it in good company, and all the harm I've ever done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass, good night and joy. So fill to me the parting glass and drink a health whate'er befalls. Then gently rise and softly call, good night and joy be to you all.
Of all the comrades that e'er I had, they're sorry for my going away, and all the sweethearts that e'er I had, they'd wish